When it comes to building a business online, we are surrounded with the idea that the only way to be successful is to hustle our way to the top and bug everyone we know. It doesn't have to be that way. My name is Brooke Elder, and after 10 years of direct sales experience and training over 10,000 consultants, I have learned that being an authentic influencer is the key to success. I am on a mission to help you find your influence so that you can start blessing the lives of others. Join my team and I as we talk about new ideas, strategies, and tips on how to build a purpose-driven business that is authentic to you.
Hey, authentic influencers. Here we are on episode 127, and we are going to be talking about something that I think a lot of people struggle with, especially when it comes to network marketing, and that is your confidence. And it's interesting because I get asked all the time, what is it that makes people successful, especially when it comes to network marketing? And it is like having an influence and having an audience and things like that and people to talk to, but it really all comes down to confidence. And so when you see those people who are walking across the stage at your conventions and all of these things that you think, oh, what is that secret sauce? What is the thing that they're doing? If I just knew the one thing that they did, then I could totally be on stage too, which that is true. And it probably is because they are full of confidence. So I'm so excited today for our interview with Rochelle. She is going to be sharing her tips on how you can become more confident. And it's actually going to be easier than you think. It's so really fascinating to see if you just put a little bit of effort, you put yourself out there just a little bit, how much you can really grow. And that is my all-time favorite thing about network marketing, is that it is a beautiful place for self-development. And you get to really find out who you really are, what you're made of, step out of your comfort zone and create something amazing. So I'm going to turn the time over to Rochelle for our interview. Hey, authentic influencers, we are here today with Rochelle Marie, and she is already just a delight. I'm so excited to chat with her. And she is going to be talking to us today about how we can be more confident in what we're doing and show up more authentically, which who doesn't need that right now, right, Rochelle?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Confidence is just so key in so many things. So I'm really excited to be here, and thank you for inviting me along.
Yes, this is going to be a great conversation we're going to have today. So first off, Rochelle, I would love for you to tell everybody kind of how you got into this, because we were talking earlier how this really is a journey that you have to go on. Like, it's a life journey to find your confidence, to find who your authentic self is. So how did you kind of come to this place of where you're at now?
Yeah. So I think it starts like quite young. I had a breakdown of a relationship actually when I was 16, a typical teenage relationship where everything was super emotional. And I went through a pretty hard time as a 16-year-old. And my auntie said to me, I've never forgotten this, and this is how I've lived my life, is you don't regret the things that you do, you only regret the things that you don't do. And that really resonated with me at the time. And I absolutely lived my life by that. And so from quite early, I didn't have a lot of confidence as a kid, but I did make myself step out of my comfort zone quite often because I wanted to do things and not regret not doing them. It wasn't a real confidence though, right? It was I'm going to do this anyway. And I read that book a long time ago by Susan Jeffers, Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. Mm-hmm. And that's what I did. I felt the fear and I did it anyway. And so I did things like jumping out of planes and public speaking and, all these things that my introverted self wasn't particularly comfortable with. Mm-hmm. I thought I had confidence in those early days because I was doing all these things. Then I was having a career. I did quite well in my career, got into a leadership role at 23, had 10 staff, and I loved having staff. I really enjoyed that. I grew my career a bit more, and then I got pregnant and back in those days, and I feel really old saying back in those days, but maternity leave wasn't a thing, and now it is in Australia and New Zealand, and I was born in New Zealand but now in Australia. So I love that women now get to have maternity leave and go straight back into their career. For me, that wasn't an option, and so I left. I could have gone back eventually, I guess, but they weren't going to hold my job open for me. So I left. We decided when my daughter was 10 months old to move from New Zealand to Australia, and it was 12 years before I went back to a career. And so in 12 years of being a mum, and I was working a lot, I ran a lot of businesses. At that stage, I was doing a network marketing business at one stage. I did Tupperware. I did, you know, like all of the things. But I wasn't in a career position. And through that time, my confidence really took a bit of a knock. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have been able to articulate that at the time, but I can look back now and see see the progression, and just see that sort of moving back into myself and wondering who I was, and, you know, a mum is something different than I was born, and who am I now? And so when I finally made the decision and the kids were old enough for me to make the decision to go back to a career, I thought, okay, well, I've just got to start at the bottom again, because, you know, that was 12 years ago. No one's going to want to hire me into the position I was 12 years ago. So I got a role at the bottom of a very large organization, which was a state government department, intentionally, because I knew there was space to move up and different roles, and I didn't know what I wanted to be when I grew up, when I went back to work. So I started at the bottom, back into a customer service center. It was fine. It was okay. That's where I first started my life way back when. So I was used to it. I was good at it. It took me a couple of years to get promoted into my first sort of grown up role, what I feel like was a grown up role. And then it took me a couple of years more to get back to the level I was at before I had children. So by this stage, we're talking 16, 17 years later. Wow. And to me, I felt like, okay, I'm here again. I've been here before. Hurry up and get me to the next level. I wanted to, you know, I was like impatient and frustrated and wanting to move on up. And so I went through, I applied for a job, went through a recruitment process. The recruitment process was pretty bad. We had a guy that was not meant to be involved in the recruitment process decide to insert himself into it and came into a team meeting where three out of the four women that had applied for the role were told that we didn't have leadership skills. And it was quite confronting, and particularly in front of the rest of your team, all three of us, but, you know, a whole lot of other people in our team hearing that and knowing who had applied. So it was a little bit confronting, and I got a little bit angry, to be honest. And he ended up appointing another lady, so it wasn't a sexist thing, it wasn't a gender thing, who didn't have leadership skills. And all the people that had applied definitely had leadership skills. So in the end, the lady that did get appointed, she didn't do so well. She wasn't ready for it. She hadn't applied. She wasn't ready for it, and ended up leaving after a year, and I ended up moving into the role after a year. And it wasn't her fault, right? If someone offered her a job, she was going to take it, but she just wasn't in a position where she could lead a team. She was very good at what she did, wasn't in a position to lead a team. So that made me stop and think, what is going on here? There's something more than what I thought was involved in getting a leadership role. And so I kind of made it my mission, I think, starting from that place of, this is making me really cross, I made it my mission to find out what on earth was going on, and what really got you into those higher level roles. So I did a lot of research, listened to a lot of podcasts, read a lot of books, and started talking to a lot of the women that had already made it. They were already in the positions that I wanted to be in. And there was a lot there that I got out of it. But definitely confidence and real confidence, not my, I'm just going to feel the fear and do it anyway. And there's nothing wrong with that. And that is a really good ploy to use to become confident. But they had this real confidence, and they kind of had been an intentional point in their life, most of them, where they decided to get that real confidence, and where they really decided to work on themselves. And so I decided to do that too. And I did a lot of research again into confidence, some other areas that were key as well in getting to leadership roles, but that confidence piece for me was kind of exciting. And so I learned, some methodologies and ways that I could actually use to make me inside more confident, not just externally, not bravado, actually make me more confident. So I'm really happy to say that I did get a leadership role, and I got to work in a place that I just love. I'm doing a role that I love with a team that I love. And so I put a lot of that down to me reclaiming my confidence, but reclaiming it in a real way and in an authentic way. And I was able to show up authentically and speak up when I needed to. So, yeah, that's part of how I got here today. and then I guess the rest is a slightly different story. So because I was now in a leadership role, I had one of my strengths, and I'm very big on strengths-based leadership, one of my strengths is relationship building. And because of that, I have a lot of women coming to me that they're not in my team. I don't necessarily even know them that well, but I've interacted with them in a workshop or something. And they'll often come to me very quickly and let me know their story. And often it's a story of frustration and sometimes downright depression of coming to work to be managed by somebody who is not a leader. And one day I had such a lady ring me and let me know that she had vomited on the way to work because she was so anxious about coming back to her manager and spending another day being belittled and micromanaged and things like that. And so I heard this story, and it certainly wasn't the first story, but it just pulled at my heartstrings. And I was like, this is enough. I am just, you know, I had bad leaders on my way up in my career, and I knew that feeling. And the fact that leaders have the capacity to really affect people's lives that much, I thought, no, I'm going to do something about it. And so, yeah, that's where Her Leadership Way started. And one of the first things I did when I started this business was to start teaching confidence. And so, yeah, my mission now is to empower and inspire 100,000 women into leadership roles where they can make a difference. And that all starts with that confidence.
Yes, amazing. That is so wonderful. And that's exactly what network marketers need, is because I see the same thing all the time of people who their uplines aren't supportive, or most of the time it's their husbands that aren't supportive in what they're doing. And so they're trying to like get this confidence. And what I love about most of them is they have this like, well, I don't care what everyone else says, I'm going to get this done, and I'm going to prove to the world that I can do this. So they have that like gung ho. But if you don't have that confidence to back you up, like it's really easy for that to fall to the wayside. And then you start listening to what other people are saying. And it makes going on this journey of network marketing so much harder when you have that.
Yeah, absolutely. I know starting my own business, and I think I mentioned that I had done network marketing, and I definitely suffered from that at the time. I did not, there is no way I had enough confidence to be going out there and even though I believed in it, I wasn't confident in being able to convince other people or persuade other people or talk to other people about it. It was definitely an inner thing. One of the things I've noticed just from starting up a business, and it's definitely not my first business, and so I noticed this difference, is now this confidence in me and the tools that I've learned to keep that confidence going and call on it when I need to, particularly, it's changed the way I'm able to run my business. And so I did a confidence challenge in the group because I knew that that was what needed to get people started. And at the end of the confidence challenge, I committed to doing 30 days of Facebook Lives in a row, because that was one of the areas where I was not confident. And I used to spend 15 to 20 minutes at least sitting with my phone in my hand before I would push that live button. And so I said, okay, no, that's it. I'm going to practice my confidence methods, and I'm going to do this for 30 days in a row. And I finished that last Sunday, and I loved it. I loved it. And now I'm just popping on whenever I feel like it. Whenever I've got something to say, it's a little bit easier than 30 days in a row, because sometimes I was like, what am I going to say today? it changes your business because it changes you, and you are your business. So it's super important.
Yes. Yes. Well, and I love that you found something that you were like, I'm not super confident in this, so I'm going to keep doing it until I am confident at it.
Yes. Yeah. And that's definitely one of the key areas, is making things a micro habit, starting a micro habit in your whatever it is that you're not confident in. There's a thing, and I don't know if you've heard it, called touch the treadmill, which I hadn't heard of until recently, and I quite liked it. And this is more around micro habits than confidence, but it helps you to build that confidence. Is when you're committing to going for a run, sometimes it doesn't happen. Sometimes you're like, no, my bed's so comfy, I don't want to get out of it. And your mind starts chattering and, you know, keeping you comfortable rather than making, you know, allowing you to do something new. And so one of the ways that you can start to build that habit is to build a habit that's prior to that habit. And so they say, if you just get up and touch the treadmill, that's the only habit that you're trying to build at the start, is get up and touch the treadmill. By the time you've got up and touched the treadmill, you're out of bed. You're like, oh, okay, I'm here now. I might as well jump on this treadmill. Look, I'll just do 5 minutes. It's not going to take long. By the time you've done 5 minutes, you're like, oh, okay, here I am. I'm going to keep going and do my half an hour. And then all of a sudden, you've got a real good habit built up. So it's the same thing with confidence. It's sort of committing to a small piece of it, bringing that in, and then you find yourself just going that next step further. And so, yeah, it's been a good way for me to build those habits and build that confidence into those habits.
I love that. That is a great idea, because you're totally right. And it's like, I've always, like, if I wanted to run, I would put my running shoes right next to my bed. So I'm like, that's all I have to do is just put my shoes right there. And that's like, well, they're right there, so I might as well. And it pushes you just doing that, like, one little thing. And I found, for me, what builds confidence, because I had a hard time with confidence too. I was very introverted, and so it was really hard for me to break out of my shell. And it was really because I didn't have confidence in what I was doing. And that's really what it really comes down to. And I found that the more that I would set, like, expectations of myself and say, okay, this is the thing that I'm going to do. And when I did that, it kept building up that confidence that I do what I say. And then once you start building that, like, you can get confidence in so many other areas because you're committed to yourself and you have that follow through.
Yes. Yeah. And it is a big thing, that self-integrity, that being committed to yourself. Often as women in particular, not just women, but women in particular, we're so much better at being committed to somebody else and not committed to ourselves.
Absolutely.
And so part of it is making that decision that my commitment to myself is super important to me. And so I'm going to, if I say I'm going to do something, then I'm going to do it. And it kind of also makes you really think about what you say and what you're committing to yourself, because you don't want to break commitments from now on. You know, you really go, okay, this is it. This is the line in the sand. Whatever I say I'm going to do, I'm going to do. I'm not, there is no chatter in my head that's going to get in the way of me doing this. But you do then become very mindful about what it is you're committing to, because yeah, no more pie in the sky commitments. Right.
Well, you've given us some great tips. Like, what's one more tip that someone could start doing today that will start increasing their confidence?
Yeah. So this is my favorite. This is my favorite tip, and this will work. And I continue to draw on this today. And this is what is called creating an alter ego. So in my confidence challenge, I have the ABC of confidence, and A is alter ego. And I love this. So I would love for your guys to try this and see how it works. So basically, you start off with looking around you at the people that you respect and admire and would love to be like. And the key is not one person. Okay. So you know, you could say, for me, Jacinda Ardern is my hero. And for American people, if you don't know, she's the Prime Minister of New Zealand, and she is awesome. She goes with confidence and authenticity. So I could look at her and go, I want to be like her. But that's not what this is about. This is about looking at pieces of different people. So I want you to choose at least three people that you can see traits in them that you would love to embody, that, you know, if you were that, if you had those three traits at least, you would be amazing. And so have a think about who those people are, excuse me, and then be very clear on what those traits are and write them down. You'd want three minimum. I had about four or five, I think, that I wanted to embody. Once you've identified those traits, it's a matter of mushing them together. And generally you find those traits, you are attracted to them because you did once have them. And often they're taken out of us through childhood and, you know, along. And so this is where I sort of talk about reclaiming your confidence, because we were born with confidence. We didn't. As a toddler, we were born with the confidence to get up and walk and keep trying to walk and not give up. And over time, for many of us, that confidence is taken out of us. And so it's a matter of reclaiming it. So finding these traits and then putting them together, concentrating on what those traits are, how do they come across? What is it that you're seeing that you can bring into yourself? The next step is to give that alter ego, that mush of traits, a name. My alter ego is Raquel, and but it can be like, you could be Rochelle the Joyous, you know, you could be Brooke the Lion, you know, it doesn't, there's no sort of rules around what you want to name your alter ego. It's just an easy way to refer to a whole heap of traits that you want to become. Then with each trait, I want you to start feeling how that feels in your body. So when I look at Jacinda Ardern and I see her beautiful smile and her authenticity, I can go, okay, well, how would that feel on me? And kind of make the movements with my face of how she smiles, and just feel that she just has this lovely aura. And so I feel that inside my body. And now when I want to go and do 30 days live of Facebook, I can sort of, I talk to myself. I may be a little crazy, but I'm like, okay, Raquel, let's get this done. And so Raquel has confidence. She is a little bit sassy. she has patience, because Rochelle really needs to learn patience. So Raquel has that patience. And so, you know, when I need to call on those traits, I just call on Raquel to embody those traits and become her. And the longer I've been doing that, the more I have actually become Raquel. And so there's a point where Rochelle and Raquel will be the same person. And I'm pretty much not, you know, I'm not far from that now. If you had met me a couple of years back, completely different person from who I was back then. So yeah, that to me was one of the best tools I found from a confidence perspective. So I would love to hear how people go with that.
Yes. And I 100% agree, because I actually do the same thing.
Great.
And I have my alter ego. This, I don't think I've ever told anybody this. Like, my team knows about it, but like, that's it. But yeah. My alter ego's name is Emily London.
There you go.
I did exactly what you said. And the thing that helped me to be able to step into like who Emily was is Emily always wears yellow shoes or high heels. So anytime that I needed to step into her, especially because public speaking is something that always has terrified me. Yeah. But if I put on my yellow shoes or I put on heels, because Brooke never wears heels, but Emily does. So, and heels are something like you, it changes your posture. It changes everything about you.
Yeah.
And that has helped me step into who she and all of the things that she embodies. And you're right. The more that you do that, you actually start becoming that person that you really want to be deep down inside.
Love it. I love it. one of the other things that I've done is wear bright red lipstick when I'm being Raquel, which you'll notice I'm not wearing today, because I really am, like, you know, my confidence really is a lot further ahead. And so today I'm happy to show up as Rochelle and don't need Raquel to boost me. But there's still some things definitely where I need to, you know what one of them is, and this is kind of sad, but walking up a really steep hill that we do a lot for fitness reasons. I don't know why it seems crazy. When I first started, it was like, oh, this is too hard. So now Raquel comes out and I'm like, come on, let's do this. And she's just got so much more energy than me. So she propels me up that hill.
That's awesome. I love it. So it can be in business or it can be in like your health journey, anything that you need.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, if people want to know more about you or be able to connect with you, what is the best place for them to be able to connect with you?
Yeah, sure. So I have a website. It's herleadershipway.com. So herleadershipway.com, all spelled out. So they can find me there, and there will be a link for a confidence mini course that they can sign up to for free. So would love to have them pop in, and if they are on a leadership journey at work as well as in their network marketing, I would love to see them in the free Facebook group, because that's where we're all getting in there and having some fun.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on today. This has been an awesome conversation, and I really appreciate all of the great tips that you've been able to share.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I'm so glad to be able to share these tips, because I know, you know, women in confidence, we are unstoppable. So let's go.
Right. That's a great way to end. So thanks so much. We'll see you guys all next time. So many great gold nuggets in that episode. Oh my goodness. And the alter ego, I'm telling you, ladies, this is the number one thing that has helped me the most to be able to grow in my confidence. And it's interesting, even like I thought I was pretty confident because I had made it to the top of my company and all of those things in my network marketing company. And then when I started Social Tenacity, I was like, yeah, I got this. I know what I'm doing. But I look back at the lack of confidence really that I had when I started this business and where I'm at now, it all is because of that alter ego. So I'm excited to hear what your alter egos are all about. So if you listen to this episode, which obviously you have because you're listening right now, I want you to go into the Authentic Influencer Marketing Facebook group. If you're not a member already, join. We have 13,000 network marketers, and we're all trying to build our business authentically. So come and join us, but I would love to hear about your alter ego. So post in there, do hashtag alter ego, and I cannot wait to hear about all the amazing alter egos that you are creating so you can show up more confidently. Have an awesome rest of your day, and we'll see you all on the next episode.
If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Authentic Influencer Podcast, we invite you to be our guest at our next Authentic Influencer Summit.
check out AuthenticInfluencerSummit.com. The Authentic Influencer Summit is a 2-day virtual event where we are going to dive into how you can pivot your business to be more online in this new age that we're living in. Join us from the comfort of your own home for 2 days of learning from my team of experts and networking with other authentic influencers just like yourself. Grab your ticket before they're sold out at AuthenticInfluencerSummit.com. This has been an episode of the Align Your True North podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you are not a member of our free community, you can join us at www.opsyachtclub.com. This is a free community where we post job opportunities. Inside the community, we have trainings on how to structure your packages so you can serve your clients better, help you to know how to do discovery or strategy calls, and give you ideas of where to find your next client. We would love to have you part of our community, so you can join at www.opsyachtclub.com. Can't wait to see you there.